Jojo 点头说我可以上来的，所以我上来了。
Jojo nod his head, I mean her head, so his her signal me to come up.
啊，刚才于师母也跟我说，我们两个都很感动哈，看到这啊今天这个 Fuse 的 choir。
We were quite touched, just like Pastor Yu, Sister Nancy told me, when we see the choir like this.
他们有中文的，有英文的，有小从 Titus 的，有老到以琳的，都在这里哈。
They have English speaking, Chinese speaking, from the youngest to the oldest, they are all here.
我们非常感谢主，让教会里面我们知道文化、年纪、语言，其实都是相当的一种障碍。
We thank the Lord for giving us this church. We know that the culture, the age, all can become barriers for us.
但是大家里面有一个更强的心愿，我们要跨过所有的障碍，一起来侍奉敬拜这位伟大的神。
But there is a stronger desire in us that we desire to serve this great God, so we can overcome all those barriers.
非常谢谢啊，谢谢你们。
We thank you, our choir today.
好，感谢主。那刚刚我们看的这个短短的母亲节专辑，我相信有更多的母亲也都很希望能够说一些话，但是我们时间很有限啊。
We just watched this short video. I believe many other moms, you would like to say something to your kids, but because of the time limitation, we couldn't accommodate all of you.
我相信当父母在的时候，对我们都是一个恩典。
Indeed, when we have our parents around us, they are our blessings.
我母亲走了这么多年，我还是常常想念她。
My mom passed away a few years now. I still miss her.
仁纯母亲最近也刚被也刚走了。我相信我们都需要面对有一天父母亲都要离开我们的。
And Brother Min, just lost her. I mean his mom lately. So I believe we all miss them.
我希望趁着还有机会还有时间，我们做儿女的能够好好的珍惜父母对我们的爱，也感谢他们。
While we still have today having the opportunity, let's cherish the time God has given us to express our gratitude to them.
我跟于师母礼拜一刚刚从澳洲飞的快14个小时回来哈。
Me and Pastor Nancy, we just flew back from Australia this past week. It took 14 hours of flight time.
非常谢谢弟兄姊妹这段时间为我们的祷告，也希望也很感谢你们都还健在。
I thank the Lord for all your prayers that you offered on behalf of us, and I'm thankful to see you all doing well.
我们那天 MED 开会的时候，有同工们就说啊，三个礼拜啊，这么快。
Then when we have our MED meeting earlier, and then some said, "Oh, 3 weeks just passed by like that, so fast."
这个有点像我儿子年轻的时候对我们两个讲的话一样。
Just like when our two boys they were young, the way they said to us.
我们出去几个礼拜不在回来的，他们说啊，这么快啊，一定要回来了。
When we are away a few weeks, then when they saw us back, they say, "Why? It passed by so fast," implying they want us to be gone for longer.
感谢主，我们今天是我们家庭月开始的第一个礼拜。
We thank the Lord this Sunday, we just begin our family month.
我们整个教会我们非常非常注重家庭的健全。
Our church, we emphasize a lot the well-being of each family.
我们不是只有家庭月才来在乎家庭，我们是希望我们常常为家庭祷告。
It does not mean that we only turn our focus on the family only in this month. No, we want to often pray for each family.
没有健康的家庭就不会有健康的教会。
Without healthy families, there won't be healthy church.
同样的，没有健康的教会，也不容易有健康的家庭。
In a similar fashion, without a healthy church, it's not easy to have healthy families.
所以我们要为着整个教会的祷告，为着 leader 们，为着同工们，为着弟兄姊妹的每一个人的家庭都要祷告。
That's why we need to pray for one another and pray for families.
就像我们讲婚姻的时候，追求快乐幸福不是婚姻的目的。
Just like when we talk about the topic of marriage, pursuing happiness is never the ultimate goal of marriage.
同样，养孩子也不是为了自己的快乐、自己的面子、自己的成就。
Raising our kids well is not for us to look good, to achieve something for ourselves.
全都是为了主，为了他的荣耀啊。
It's all for the Lord, for His glory.
来，我们一起来看今天背诵的经文。
Let's look at our memory verse today.
这个上个礼拜，培明 弟兄跟庆松弟兄交通的一个题目，我半夜两点多才听完的。
Last Sunday, Brother James, Brother Steve, they shared a message.
他们特别用了诗篇127篇，我们一起来读第三节到第五节。
They particularly quoted Psalm 127. Can we read together verse 3?
儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。少年时所生的儿女，好像勇士手中的箭，箭袋充满的人变为有福。他们在城门口和仇敌说话的时候，必不至于羞愧。我想大家读过这段圣经的时候，会发现有一个很强的对比。
We see a big contrast here.
一方面说到儿女是一个特别的福分，是神特别给我们的产业。
It spoke of children as a special heritage, a blessing God has given us.
它是一件很幸福、很蒙恩的一件事情。
It's a very blessed thing God has given us.
但是接下来他就把儿女跟仇敌跟征战连在一起了。
But immediately he linked having children to the warfare, the enemies.
说到这个少年时所生的儿女，好像勇士手中的箭。
So he says in verse 4, like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth.
在这里讲到有一场征战。
It talks about there's a battle here.
那些箭弹充满的人变为有福，他们在城门口和仇敌说话的时候不至于羞愧。
And verse 5, happy is the man who has his quiver full of them, and they shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate.
所以我们看见养孩子一方面是一个蒙恩蒙福的事情。
So we see that raising our children on one hand is a blessed thing God has entrusted us.
另外我们所生的孩子又跟一场征战发生的关系。
On the other hand, we see the children God has given us has much to do withA battle, a warfare.
因为圣经告诉我们，整个世界现在是伏在恶者的手下。
Because the Bible says the whole world is under the hand of the evil one.
就像刚才于师母说的，如果今天我们不是为了神，不是为了神家养孩子的话
，Like Pastor Yu, Pastor Nancy said earlier, if we are not raising our children for Christ.
我们干嘛生孩子把他放在这个罪恶这么可怕的世界
Why do we bother even having children and bring them out to this evil, wicked world?
你可以看见整个世界在快速的堕落
You can see how rapidly this whole world is declining.
整个世界的价值观教导都是自我中心
And the whole teaching, the fashion of this world is self-centeredness.
把我们这么爱的孩子放在这样子的一个世界里面干什么
To put your beloved child into this environment for what?
如果没有让他认识神，如果让他里面没有基督的生命的话
，If they do not know the Lord, if they do not have the life of Christ in them,
如果他里面没有一个正确的人生和价值观的话，那么生到这个世界干什么
？If they do not have an accurate understanding, worldview, understanding about what's going on.Why bother to bring them out?
难道这个世界破裂的家庭还不够吗
？Is there not enough broken families in this world?
难道这个世界破裂的关系还不够吗
？Is there not enough broken relationships in this world?
现在多少家庭破裂，多少人际关系被攻击
？How we see how many families are attacked and broken?
眼看着这么相爱的夫妻出了问题，眼看着这么相爱的家庭出了问题。
You see, couples once loved each other so much, now got into trouble. Some family once loving, now broken.
所以我们今天要讲的是要为着神，为着神家来养育我们的下一代。
So I want to share with you today raising our children for God's family.
当我们养出一些真的是为着神被神得着的孩子的时候
，that we can raise up our children for Christ, they can be gained by Christ.
不光是你自己肉身生的，或是属灵上生的
，whether your own children or the spiritual children you have,
让他们成为黑夜中的一盏明灯
，let them be the light shining in the darkness.
让他们从屋里出屋里而不染，能够成为这个世代的见证。
Yes, they can be in this dark world, but they can come out as holy and pure.
能够把福音、把神的祝福带到这个世界来。
They can bring in the gospel, the good news. to this fallen world.
所以今天我的信息基本上就分三点。第一个，我今天是母亲节，我们特别强调母亲。
So I will divide my sharing into three sections. Today is Mother's Day, so I will share some more about mothers.
第二个，我们讲到我们一起来为神家养育下一代。
And second, we want to share how we together raise our next generation.For the house of God.
最大的祝福决定是整个教会一起来养下一代，不是你自己养而已。
The greatest blessing is not you yourself raising your family, your children, but the whole church together we raise our next generation.
然后第三个，我们是为了整个国度，为了这个世代，我们来养育下一代。
And my third point for this kingdom, for God's kingdom, for this generation.We raise our children together.
首先，我们讲母亲在神旨意中的重要。
First, we want to talk about the important roles of a mother according to the will of God.
讲不完的哈。
I wouldn't be able to finish.
所以我就是很简单的讲两个点。母亲是带来祝福跟带来影响力非常非常重要的角色。
I just want to bring out two points. One is how mom bringing the blessings for her children, and how a mom can influence her children.
那么妈妈能够给我们做儿女们带来的祝福，我想在你们今天每一个母亲卡上已经写了很多了。
I trust that many of you have written down tons of how your mom bless you in your Mother's Day cards.
常常都说她喜欢吃鱼头，把鱼肉让给我们吃哈。
Your mom may say, oh.Her favorite part of the fish is the head, so you guys eat the body.
当我们生病的时候，他们昼夜照顾我们，这个我们讲不完的。
She just want to give the best part to you, but and we talk about how they surround us all the time, and we cannot finish them.
但是今天我愿意读一节圣经上告诉我们的祝福。
I want to share with you one particular thing mentioned in the Bible.
箴言第六章二十节到二十三节。
It's found in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 20 to 23.
在这里说，我儿要谨守你父亲的。诫命不可离弃你母亲的法则或做指教，要常系在你心上，挂在你项上。你行走，他必引导你；你躺卧，他必保守你；你睡醒，他必与你谈论。因为诫命是灯，法则是光，训诲的责备是生命的道。
Verse 20, My son, keep your father's command and do not forsake the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon your heart. Tie them around your neck. When you roam, they will lead you. When you sleep, they will keep you. When you awake, they will speak with you. For the commandment is a lamp and the law is a light. Reproofs of instruction are the way of life.
在这里讲到父母亲给我们的教导。
It talks about the instructions, the commands our parents has given us.
它宝贵重要到一个地步。
It's so crucial, so important to the point.
圣经上说要系在心上，挂在项上。
And Bible says in verse 21, bind them continually upon your heart, tie them around your neck.
因为他在我们走路的时候，行路的时候，他引导我们。
Because while we walk in this earth,
当我们在那里躺卧的时候，他保护我们。
When we sleep, they protect us.
在这边说 keep you 或是 watch over you， 他保守我们。
They will keep us. They will watch over us.
而你睡醒的时候，他跟你能够有更深入的交谈。
And when we are awake, those commands speak to us.
他说，因为诫命是灯，法则是光。
Because the commandment is a lamp and the law a light.
我相信在这样一个黑暗的时代里面，在对人生迷失的时代里面。
I believe in this dark world when most people are at loss, don't know what they are, they want to.
都非常需要指点的。
We need so much the guidance and directions.
可是很可惜的一件事情。
But sadly,
就是这整个世代给人的教育，就是当我们在青少年的时候，我们特别不喜欢听爸爸妈妈的教诲。
Somehow this world has fashioned our next generation to the point when they are in their youth. Particularly, they don't want to listen to their parents.
我们想从父母以外去找一些 guidance 或是一些方向。
And we try to look for guidance for directions from outside of the resource of our parents.
反而忽略了那个生我们、养我们、最爱我们父母。给我们的 guidance.
We have neglected our parents, what the most important instructions they have given us.
所以很多时候我们走很多冤枉路，我们吃很多的苦头。
That's why we labor a lot in vain, we walk the wrong direction.
但是父亲圣经上告诉我们父母亲给我们的教诲是灯是光
But the word of God says the commandment they have given us is a lamp, is a light.
当我们感恩谦卑接受的时候它就是生命之道
When we are grateful, when we receive them in humility, they become the word of light to us.
会让我们不光外面的生命好像在成长 Not, 我们根本就是走在一条生命的路上
Not only we grow outwardly, physically, but we walk in the way of life.
哦、这是父母亲给我们的教诲
These are the instructions, the admonition our parents have given us、
哦、我想我们读旧约历史的时候
When we study the Old Testament history、
你读到以色列北国、就是以色列的北国一共 有19个王
You read about the northern kingdom of Israel There are total 19 kings
没有一个好王
None of them were considered good
南国有20个王
And in the southern kingdom there were 20 kings
其中有八个被圣经上称为行耶和华眼中看为正的事情
8 out of the 20 the Bible says they do what is right in the Lord
然后当你去读的时候
When you study them carefully
你可能会有一个问题
You may ask this question
为什么会有这么坏的爸爸生出这么好的孩子
How come there are times there's such an evil father then his son is so good
那为什么会有这么好的爸爸生出这么糟的儿子
And you find times that a very good king but his son is so wicked、
哦、我想举一个例子你看西西家是太好的王
I can give you an example Hezekiah, he's such a good king、
啊、他的爸爸却是糟得不得了的亚哈斯、啊、
His father is Ahaz, he's a terrible king、
啊、他把神的殿门都关掉了不让人去 进圣殿敬拜神
His father shut the door of the temple not allowing anyone to go in to worship God
他用人的方法去解决他所有的问题
He tried to use man's way to solve his issues
却生出了一个这么好的王西西家
However, come out of him is Hezekiah, such a good king
而西西家这么好的王
And such a good king as Hezekiah
生了一个什么儿子啊
Do you know his son?
马拉西哈
Manasseh
这是做王做最久的一个是行耶和华眼中看为恶
He reigned the longest in the southern kingdom He did what's wicked in the eyes of God
连隔了几代神都还要说他们那因为马拉西的罪而盛大 让神不肯赦免他们
Even generations after God still had to mention because of Manasseh his evilThat I cannot do this.
他把他父亲西西家所有拆毁的偶像全部又回来，而且把偶像放到圣殿里面去。
All the idols his father Hezekiah turned down, he brought them all back, and then he tore down what's in the house of God.
那你说到底是谁的责任
？And you ask.Whose responsibility is that?
我们的好跟坏是爸爸妈妈的责任还是我们自己的责任
Whether we are good or bad, is it our parents' responsibilities or our responsibility?
赞成爸爸妈妈责任的举手
Which of you think is your father and mother's responsibility?
只有三四个越来越多了
four of you?
那赞成是孩子责任的请举手
And if you agree that's your own responsibility, raise your hand.
那赞成双方的责任的请举手
If you believe both, then raise your hand.
聪明人哈
You are smart.
本来就是双方的责任、啊、
Yes, both sides has part.
爸爸妈妈对孩子的影响太大了。
Your parents, they influence you greatly.
保罗说要照着主的教训和警戒来教养自己的孩子。
Paul says according to the teaching and admonition of the Lord to teach them.
我们什么样子的训诲跟教导能够成为他的光成为他的灯呢
What kind of teaching, what kind of admonition we can give to our children so that they will become their light, their lamp?
不是把我们这个罪人的价值观灌输给他
It's not that we impose on them our own sinful worldview or system
而是把主的教训和警戒来教导他们
But we ought to teach them the Lord's teachingAnd admonition.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们对孩子最深的爱、啊、
That is the greatest love we can show to our children.
外面我愿意付代价，但是我们为了他真正的好处，愿意付更深的代价。
You know, we are willing to pay a great price to educate them, but this is a greater price we must pay attention to.
所以当所罗门做王的时候，圣经上写的一个例子来证明所罗王非常智慧。
So when Solomon was the king, Bible used, wrote down this good example how wise Solomon was.
就是两个当妈的都生了孩子，然后睡觉的时候有一个把孩子压死了。
So there's this parable that when two moms, they, and by accident, press on their baby and the baby died.
他趁另外一个妈睡觉的时候把他孩子拖过来说是他的。
And one of them just swapped the dead with the living.
等到所罗门对对等到这个真的妈醒过来的时候发现孩子被拿去了所以就告到所罗门王面前。
So the real mom woke up and discovered her kid, her baby dead was dead and then they went to Solomon.
所罗门说很简单把这个活的这个下刀下得太狠了。
Solomon said, well, that's easy. Let's just cut this baby in half.
那就把它切成两半。
And then just cut the baby in half.
Oh, you don't know my humors, huh? 以前唐佑智博士到美国中部第一次去讲道的时候，去那边讲道的时候。
One time, Pastor Tom went to the East Coast to preach.
那天这个翻译没有来，所以临时拉了一个人要帮他翻译。
And that day, the assigned translator didn't show up, so they just last minute find somebody to translate.
那个很紧张，就拉着唐牧师说：“你把你要讲的全部告诉我，全部告诉我。”
And then he was quite nervous, so he dragged on Pastor Tom, say, "Hey, everything you want to say, just write it down."
结果没想到那天一开讲的时候，翻译讲的比唐牧师讲的还早。
Without knowing that the translator actually as if he was preaching, and then Pastor Tom was translating into Chinese.
所以变成要帮他翻译了。anyway, 对不起哈。把它切成两半，一人一半就好了。
So cut the baby in half. Each one take one half.
那个真妈就说：“不要，不要，不要，你留着他。”
The real mom says, "No, don't do that. Just keep the baby alive."
人碰到我们最爱的、最舍不得的。但是为了对方的好处，我可以放下来。
Yes, there's something we treasure so much, but for the sake, for the benefit of the one we love, we can lay it down.
弟兄姊妹，我们现在都已经信主这么久了，我们知道什么是上好的。
I trust that as we have known the Lord for years, we should know by now what is the best.
父母亲这个牺牲的爱还不光在外面。
That sacrificial love of our parents is not just merely outward.
而是借着十字架我们能够让主的旨意主的恩典透过我们临到孩子
But so many cross they need to bear in order for God's love to come upon to our children
我曾经跟大家举过一个见证就是从南美洲波多黎各来的一个母亲带着她两个孩子到纽约去
I share with you this testimony there was this a mom bringing two kids from Puerto Rico to New York
他的儿子才十一岁就被帮派吸收去了。
Her son was only 11 years old, and then he joined the gang.
所以他才十一岁开始就混帮派，他吸毒，他犯罪，他偷，他抢，进出监狱好几次。
So since the age of 11, that boy got hang out with the gangsters and then did all the best of drug and then stealing and go in and out of the prison.
也常常在外面跟死的打架，所以满身是血被送回来。
And often they're involved in a fight and then come back bloody.
但是这个妈妈从第一天开始就为这个孩子祷告。
From day one, this mom just keep praying for her son.
他就带着他这个儿子的姐姐两个到附近的一个 教堂里面每天都为他这个儿子祷告
bring her older the boy's older sister every single day go to a church nearby and pray for this son
他不光为了浪子回头祷告他说神你一定要重用我这个孩子让他成为全世界侍奉你的人
she prayed not only that God would bring this son back home but she prayed that God would use his son and one day his son would serve the Lord
他们每天都为他这样子祷告
and every day they pray that prayer to God
他每次帮他洗伤口的时候就说儿子啊你将来是神的仆人要被主用的
every time she washed her son's bloody wounds and then she would tell him that one day my son God will use you
你可以了解这两个天跟地在讲话那个孩子就是混帮派根本不理他妈的
Can you imagine that gap between these two ideas one is be used by God greatly the other is I'm just again
但是妈妈一面为他擦伤口一面流着泪告诉他神要用你神要用你
But this mom just keep doing that washingHis wound and say, God will use you one day. I know God will do that.
就在他十七岁，有一天又出外混的时候。
At the age of 17, one time he was again involved in certain fight.
在街角碰到了 David Wilkinson， 很多人知道 Times Square 的主任牧师。
At the corner of a street, he ran into David Wilkinson. I believe many of you know him. He's the pastor in Times Square Church.
好，我想忘记他那个短片叫什么，那个弹簧刀跟什么哈，那个他就在街角专门对这些混帮派的传福音。
And then he often, this is God called him to this ministry, just to share gospel with those gangsters.
那时候 gangster 中间有一个那个红毛帮的领袖，他说他谁都不怕，因为他杀过很多人。
And there was one head of this gang that he said, I have no fear about anyone, but I kill many people.
他说他站在 David Wilkinson 面前的时候，他充满了恐惧。他说这个人为什么不怕死，而且这样子爱我们？
But that day, when David Wilkinson appeared in front of him, he said, I was scared because I saw a man who was not afraid of death at all.
长话短说，那天他儿子就被 David Wilkinson 带信主了。
That day, this son, prodigal son, was saved through David Wilkinson.
这个儿子现在在 Virginia 有一个很大的教会，他专门去做很多这些这些罪犯啊 homeless 的人的这个服侍。
That one's prodigal son today is a big church in Virginia and doing the ministry for those prisoners, those gangsters.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道孩子们真正需要的是耶稣。
We know, brothers and sisters, the most needs, the most important needs of our children is Christ Jesus.
我们知道孩子们需要的是永恒的价值观。
We know they need the perspective of eternity.
我们知道对他最好的是将来进到永恒的时候，他能够得到父的称许和奖赏。
We know what's the best for them is when they see God face to face. God can say the words of a compliment to them.
今生所有的成就名声都是暂时的。
Everything we can achieve in this life, they are temporal.
他跟神的关系，他的生命，这是最重要的。
But their relationship with God, that is for eternity.
所以刚才于师母也提到了，在我们教会几年前，我们就说我们的儿童主日学三件最重要的事哈。
So like Pastor Nancy shared earlier, the three most important things we keep emphasizing in our children's center.
我们第一件最在乎就是他们跟神的关系。
The first and the foremost is their relationship with God.
一定要建立起他们第一手的关系，不是透过我们而已。
They must build that first-hand personal relationship with God.
而第二件事情讲到他们跟 body 的关系，跟基督身体的关系。
And the second thing is their relationship with the body of Christ, with the church.
他们在教会里面，在家庭里面，跟兄弟姐妹，跟父母亲。这些的关系都必须在主里面的。
Every relationship they have with their siblings, with their parents, all must be in the Lord.
而不是自己一个人啊。
They are not going to be just individuals.
第三个是 Christ-like character， 好，那个培养他们那个主的生命在他们里面。
And thirdly, their Christ-like character. We must nurture them this Christ-like character.
好，那底下讲到母亲带来的影响。
Then let's talk about the influence a mom has.
我这边提两个，一个正面的，讲到撒母耳受他妈妈的影响。
I listed two examples here. One is good about Samuel's mom.
我曾经讲过，撒母耳被送到全世界最坏的学区。
I shared with you before. Samuel was sent to the worst school district in the whole world at that time.
他的老师家教是一个眼目昏花的老以利。
And his teacher was Eli, whose eyes were so dimmed.
老以利的两个助教是败坏的不得了的两个儿子。
And the two TAs, which are Eli's sons, are the worst TAs you can ever find.
在最坏的学区里面，却养出一个这么好的孩子来。
In the worst school district, but you see.Samuel, how he was raised up, such a wonderful man.
我们决定相信是受了他母亲哈拿的影响。
I have no doubt because his mom influenced him.
你看哈拿每一年来看他孩子，就看这么一次啊。
You see how Hannah year by year came to the temple to visit him.
你没有看到他说哈拿带的什么好吃的好穿的。
You don't read in the Bible what kind of good food.Whatever luxuries does she bring to Samuel?
Hannah 每一年带一个小以弗德外袍，因为要这个儿子侍立在耶和华面前。
And what she brought year by year is this effort, which implies that his son is to stand before the Lord.
这个妈这么心细的观察他孩子外面身量的成长， 所以衣服的大小要合适。
You can imagine how this mom just cares so much about his son. She knows exactly how big the clothes she needs to make.
但是她更在乎这个孩子能够持续地活在神的面前。
Just right fit. And then, but she cares the most how her son can stand.
她希望这个孩子能够从她身上得到的是能够了解父母的心，叫他好好地爱主。
She prayed that the son may understand his parents' heart. And the most important thing is for him to know the Lord.
另外一个例子是箴言三十一章啊，这个利木伊勒王的言语是他母亲教诲他的箴言。
And you find also in Proverbs 31, it talks about King Lemuel and the utterance which his mother taught him.
你看他写出了这么好的才德的妇人。
In Proverbs 31, such a wonderful chapter about a noble woman.
所以很多人说这个才德的妇人其实是这个利木伊勒王在这里描写他母亲所留给他的印象。
Many believe that the wife of a noble character, King Lemuel, wrote this because of he remembered his mom.
讲到他的儿女都要起来称他为有福的。
How her sons will raise up and bless her.
她的丈夫也在这里称赞她的价值。
And her husband will praise her.
说才德的女子很多，但是唯独你超越一切。
And then they would say, many daughters have done well, but you excel them all.
你的价值远胜珍珠啊。
Your worth is, you are more worthy than rubies.
弟兄姊妹，在这里讲到这个带来的影响。
So it talks about the influence a mom has.
上个礼拜听说这个不是听轻松讲说要多生孩子啊。
Last week, I heard about Steve said, hey, we should bear more children.
他趁我不在的时候说，你看我们两个长老都生了三个，给大家做榜样。
While me and Pastor Nancy were away, he boasted, see, both elders in this church, we both have three children.
其实我们家最早是要生四个的。
You know, in my family, I wanted to have four.
但是我们生到第三个的时候，你看于师母快四十岁了，还勇敢地生第三个啊。
And then when at the age of 40, Pastor Nancy, she was pregnant, wanted to have the third children.
可惜怀孕了五个月，结果她走了。
But sadly, about 5 months in the pregnancy, and then they lost
him. 但是我们真的巴不得能够多生一点啊。
Yes, indeed, we want to have more children.
这次在澳洲。他们告诉我们，生一个孩子有5000块澳币的奖赏啊！这个政府。
When we were in Australia this time, they told us that if you can have one child, the government will give you $5,000.
我不应该讲的，你们都移民到澳洲去了。
Maybe I should have mentioned this, otherwise you all immigrate to Australia.
他们最高的奖金7000，最低的是3000啊！这我回到台湾也有奖赏，可是我们两个已经不行了。
They have the highest reward is 7,000, you know, minimum is 3,000. I heard that Taiwan also has similar rewarding system.
但是神重视我们的心愿，所以我相信神悦纳了。
But God actually looked at our hearts.
听说苏佐阳牧师他在读神学院的时候，神学院有个同学他叫做陈无穷。那他就问他说：“你为什么叫这个名字啊
？”And then I heard that Pastor Su once he went to the seminary and he has a classmate. His name was Chen.
无穷经 endless.
Endless Chen.
那我不晓得怎么翻啊。那么后来他就告诉他说我们家有四个孩子那个第一个叫神赐，第二个叫恩典，第三个叫无穷，第四个叫无尽。他说我妈每次做好菜的时候。就喊好神赐恩典无穷无尽吃饭了。
Okay, in this family they have 4 children, and then their names are God's grace is unlimited, it's limitless. And so every time mom cooked a meal and say, okay, God's grace is limitless, come for dinner. So,
每一顿饭都喊一遍神赐恩典无穷无尽吃饭了。
So that's how she named her children.
所以爸爸妈妈取名字很重要啊。
So, parents is important how you name your child.
那在教会历史上，这个十八世纪，我想我们知道的 John Wesley 跟 Charlie Wesley， 他妈妈生了十九个孩子啊。
You know, in the 18th century, John Wesley and his mom, Susan Wesley, had 19 children.
虽然只有十一个活下来的，但是你看中间出了两个，一个 John Wesley, 一个是 Charlie Wesley.
Even though only 11 out of 19 survived, but you see, out of that 11, we see John Wesley, Charles Wesley.
兄弟两个人在整个基督教教会历史上扮演的这么重要的角色。
How these two brothers play such a crucial role in the church history.
而且对整个英国国家带来了一个扭转命运性的影响。
And how they brought about the turning influence in UK in that period of time.
啊，所以还有希望的人多生一点啊。
So those who are still young, set your mind having more children.
要为主养啊。
But raise them for the Lord.
啊，这是这个例子。那凡利呢？亚哈谢行亚哈家的道，因为他母亲亚他利亚给他主谋，使他行恶。
And we also see the bad example in 2 Chronicles chapter 22 here. Verse 3 says, He also walked in the way of the house of Ahab because his mother advised him to do wickedly.
所以在这里讲到了父母的影响。
So we talk about the influence of parents.
但是我刚才也讲到了，孩子们对于接受什么，你自己要负责的。
But also emphasize to the children how you receive instructions is also important.
那所以接下来我要讲到我们为神家来养育下一代。
I want to talk about raising the next children for the family or the house of God.
我们怎么样子能够从中心到圆周，让这个恩典和祝福不是只为了自己的？
How we can go from the center to peripheral, be kingdom-minded, so we don't just keep the blessing in our little family.
虽然我们每一个家都需要对着自己的这个城门口来修建城墙。
Indeed, each family we need to build our wall, just like Nehemiah's time.
但我们把自己的墙要先做好。
We need to build our wall. We need to finish the work first.
但是光有你的墙好，整个城还是暴露在仇敌底下，对不对
？But they say you build a perfect wall, but if the others are not matching up, then the city of God is still wide open.
我们希望整个教会都能够一起起来，来培养神的儿女们。
It's our desire, the whole church, we can together work together to raise our next generation.
所以中心到圆周的第一个圆周其实就是教会了。
So the first circle from the center is the church.
我们怎么样子能够不光把自己的孩子带到神的面前，希望整个教会的孩子都被带到神的面前。
Not only we bring our own children to God, but how we can also bring others' children to God.
我们不光做 homeschooling, 也希望能够做 church 的 schooling.
Not only we focus on homeschooling our children, but can we expand that to homeschool or to educate others' children together?
我刚才说过了，我们在这里不光有肉身的孩子，也有属灵上福音所生的孩子。
I shared earlier, not only we have our children of our own we give birth to, but we also have spiritual children.
那你看，我们这一趟出去一趟，我们虽然是培灵各地培灵聚会，可是大概也结了大概五十来个福音的果子哈。有人福音朋友愿意信耶稣。
And in our trip this time, we visit churches. You know, it's not our main theme to share the gospel, but out of our preaching, our sharing, there were about 50 some accepted the Lord.
因为这个世代需要耶稣。
Because this generation, this world needs Jesus.
当他们听见福音的时候，福音带给他们盼望，带给他们力量。
When people receive the gospel, that gospel brings them hope, brings them strength.
带给他们医治，带给他们安慰。
Brings them the healing and the comfort.
弟兄姊妹，这是今天教会在地上很重要的使命。
Brothers and sisters, that's the important mission church has today on earth.
让人来到这里，能够遇见耶稣，能够得到主的爱。
When people come to church, they can meet with Christ. They can be receive love.
所以在这里讲的不光神提拔我们，从灰尘中提拔我们。
So not only God raises up from the ash heap,
从粪堆里面来提拔我们。
And raises up out of dust.
让我们跟王子同坐。
So we can sit with princes.
这都是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
那这里讲的还有一个恩典，它使不能生育的妇人安居家中。为多子的乐母。
But verse 9 in Psalm 113 says, He grants the barren woman at home like a joyful mother of children.
不管我们外面有没有肉身的孩子，我们都应该要有属灵的孩子。
Whether we give birth to children or not, but we should all have spiritual children.
那十几年前我看到一个统计数字说，几乎 93% 的基督徒这一辈子从来没跟人家传过福音啊。
About 10 some years ago, I read a statistic says about 93% of Christians, they never bring anyone to Christ in their life.
希望主除掉我们这样子的一个羞辱，怎么可以不生孩子呢？
May the Lord deliver us from this reproach. How can we not bear any spiritual children?
我是指属灵的。
I'm talking about the spiritual children.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都需要在主的面前，要好好为着我们的家人、朋友、没信主的祷告。
We must each of us, you know, come before the Lord, asking the Lord to help us to pray for those who are not saved around us.
你的孩子还没信耶稣，你自己肉身的父母还没信耶稣，要特别为他。
If your own children, if your own parents have not accepted the Lord, you must pray for them.
我们要从中心到圆桌，把主的救恩，把主的福音传出去。
And then go from the center to peripheral. We expand. We spread the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，这是神，所以保罗在这里他说：“我在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。”
In 1 Thessalonians 2:7 says, "But we were gentle among you, just as a nursing mother cherishes her own children."
弟兄姊妹，他从来没有结过婚，可是他生了多少的孩子
？You know, Paul doesn't have children of his own, but how many spiritual children he had?
他肉身上他是弟兄，他没当过母亲，但是他却像母亲的爱一样来乳养自己的孩子。
He was a man, he was never a mother, but how you see the trace of a mother in him.
哦，那你会说你这个世界堕落这么快
？And you may complain, hey, this world just fall rapidly.
我们怎么来得及呢
？How can we ever catch up？
上个礼拜青松弟兄给我们的数据啊。
And last week, Brother Steve gave us the statistics.
他说2010到2015年。整个世界的基督徒，这个是负成长。
And from year 2010 to 2015, there's actually a negative growth among the Christian population.
基督徒多了500万，可是却流失了1300万，等于负成长了800多万，对不对？
Yes, we have about 5 million new believers, but we lost 30 million. So it's a negative growth.
回教徒却一直在那里 booming.
But the Muslims, they are booming.
弟兄姊妹，我们亏欠神，因为我们拥有的是真实的福音。
Brother and sister, we have fallen short of the grace of God because the gospel we have is real.
但是我们反而扣留它。
But we keep it to ourselves.
今天我们要呼召多久？有多少人才肯出来服侍主、奉献给主
？How many times we need to encourage brother and sister to present yourself to serve the Lord？
但你看回教徒那么容易就愿意自杀哈。
But you see the Muslims, how easily they can just become a suicide bomber.
你看被仇敌这样子的利用来伤害这个世界，用这种方式来死亡，但是他们却愿意。
You see how the enemy deceived them, even though in such a cruel way, but they're willing to do it.
弟兄姊妹，我们要起来啊，一定要起来。
We need to rise up.
哦，你不要说我们能做的很少。
Don't ever say that. Oh, what I can do is so limited.
不管做多少 ，each one 都 count.
Whether much or less, each one counts.
有一次我们在一个聚会里面会后 Q&A 的时候
，and one time we were in this conference, and afterwards we have a Q&A.
有人传了一个字条来，他说现在教会里面的弟兄，未婚的弟兄不仅量少，而且职差，怎么办
？So somebody passed me a question. Says nowadays we see not only very few.Male and brothers in the church, and among those few, very few of them is a quote unquote good quality.
以前只有量少的问题，现在又多了职差的问题。
Maybe in the years past, yeah, you see the problem. There are a lot more female or sisters in the church than brothers. But today, they also complain. Not many of them know the Lord a lot.
就我们要好好的传福音、养孩子，不光是为了姊妹们的需要。
So.We need to raise our next generation, not only to meet the needs of the church or for those single sisters.
神家也需要
but the family of God, they need men of God.
多为神家养出一些量多职高的器皿
How we should dedicate or devote ourselves to raising the next generation who love the Lord and raise many of them.
他们的学术，他们的学习态度，这些都很重要。但是跟神的关系，永远必须是第一个。
Yes, they need to be responsible academically and other responsibilities, but their relationship with God, that's always the most important.
所以我希望我们整个教会，我们一起来的，为了我们的下一代，要常常祷告。
So I encourage you all, let's pray for our next generation often.
我们不管办公室的祷告，教会的祷告，会常常为着下一代祷告。
Whether in our church prayer meeting, the office prayer meeting, we often remember our next generation.
而且我也请求父母亲，你不光为自己孩子祷告，也为整个这个世代神儿女们的孩子祷告。我相信神要大大的祝福你的。
And I plead with all the parents here, not only pray for your own children, but pray for others' children.
当我们心胸一开阔的时候，你就发现你养孩子。有不一样的态度和价值观呢。
When God enlarges your hearts, you will discover the way you raise your own children. You have different view.
如果我们天天就注意到他的学术，他对你的态度，他生活起居只在他身上，弟兄姊妹，你自己受搅扰，孩子也不容易带好的。
If you only look at them, staring at them, you know, just focus on oh his attitude towards you, how he do, how well he does in the school, and how he treated you, then you will have hard time.
我们是为神养的。
But if you know, if you see that we raise them up for God,
一面我们是父母，他是我们生的，是我们生命的延续。
On one hand, we are their parents. Yes, they continue the life.
但另外一面，我们又是神的管家，是神托付给我们的。
On the other hand, we are the stewards of God. God has entrusted them to us.
他的所有权是神的，我为神而来养他。
The ownership of them is God. I'm raising them up for God.
让我有力量能够超越天然人情感的束缚，让我用属灵的价值和角度来养他。
And may God help us to break the bound of our natural feeling or tendency, and then we can really have the kingdom mind to raise them up.
这样子我们所在乎的就不是只是他的成绩了。
Then what we focus on is no longer academic.
我们在乎他跟神的关系，我们在乎他的性格。
But we will care so much about their characters and their relationship with God.
所以以弗所书第四章说，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
So Ephesians 6:4 says, "But bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord."
那最后我们讲到，当全地黑暗的时候。
Lastly, I want to talk about when the whole earth is covered with darkness.
我们希望在神的家中仍旧有光。
We pray that there's still light in the house of God.
我们已经看到各地的学校都开始改变，改变。
We see how the school system has changed over these years.
以前我们所在乎的只是希望这个世界的混乱败坏不要进到我们的家中来。
What we think before, oh yes, the world is evil, but as long as I keep them outside of my home, I will be fine.
好像学校也是我们的一个盼望，希望孩子在学校能够学好。
In some way, we put a little hope, our expectation toward our school system, thinking, oh, they will do well at school.
你知道今天连学校的教育制度都是这样子的，完全不可靠的。
But do you not know that today the education system is no longer trustworthy as before?
不是把很多似是而非的观念教给孩子，根本就是把错误的观念教给孩子。
It's not that they just impart in your kid's mind about those vague things, yes or no.But they just indoctrinate them with the wrong teachings.
完全不合圣经的一些教训教导孩子们。
Non-biblical things, full of them.
所以我们怎么样子一起来帮助他们
？So how we together help them?
上一次在复活节的时候，这个我们24周年，我交通了一点点的负担。
During our Easter special meeting, I shared with you some of my burden.
我们接到了一些正面的反应，我们也很受激励。
We received some positive feedback, and we were quite encouraged.
这个甚至有人从加拿大还奉献一笔钱，说为了要能够办这样子的学校。
And some listened to the message from Canada. They sent us a check and said, "I want to be part of this a school that your church is planning to have."
有人说他们自己教学的经验也得过什么什么奖，教会如果需要，他们愿意分享他们的经验。
And there was one overseas as well, and they sent us email say, "Hey, or let us."Tell us that, hey, I have quite experience doing the Christian school from church, and if you need any consultant, just let me know.
但是我们何等希望在我们中间，我们自己的弟兄们、领袖们，大家一起来看见这个迫切的需要。
But my prayer is that all the leaders, all those in this church, we can really have that vision. We see the need.
虽然我们自己目前做的只能照我们眼前自己教会开始做起。
Even though we can only probably start from this church.
但是我们里面不害怕。
But we should not be afraid.
当我们真正走出一条路来的时候，我相信会有更多的教会也愿意走这样子的路。
I believe if God pleases that we can open up a door that many will follow.
我们在澳洲有人告诉我们有一个外国人的教会，他们就有非常非常好自己办的学校。
And when we were in Australia, one brother shared with us that there's this school by this church. They did a very good job.
我们可以吸收别人的经验，我们能够靠着也能够明白主在我们中间的带领。
Yes, we can learn from others' experience and learn to get the instruction from the Lord.
有人问我们说，那 what's next?
Some ask me, what's next?
我想我们教会每一次碰到重大事工的时候，我们基本上第一件事情永远是 pray ahead， 然后好好祷告。
You know, every time this church, when we face things like that, the big things we need to make decision, always we pray ahead.
你不要以为这是官话。
Don't think that, oh, that's just a slogan.
这是太重要而且永远不能离开的根基。
That is vital to this church.
我们借着祷告明白神要做什么。
Through prayer, we come to understand what God really wants to do.
我们借着祷告让约柜走在我们的前面。
Through prayer, that the ark of God would go before us.
我们借着祷告支取属天的智慧能力和恩典来做我们该做的事。
Through prayer we receive the strength, the grace from above, empower us to do what he wants us to do.
我们借着祷告把那一点点的负担化成更深，变成使命。
And through prayer that burden can give birth, it becomes our mission.
我们借着祷告来挪去一切的拦阻，赶逐魔鬼的作为。
And through prayer we can remove all the hindrances, especially attacks from the enemies.
如果你对教育一点不懂，但是至少可以祷告，对不对？
If you don't know nothing about education, but you can pray.
所以我欢迎你们加入这个祷告的大军。
I encourage you all to join in this army of prayers.
至少在这个办公室送出来的这个里面，你填上去说我愿意为这件事情祷告。
And in this spreadsheet we send out, you put your name there. Just say I'm going to commit myself into praying.
太重要了。
It's very important.
我们将来也会陆陆续续把需要带到的负担跟进展发给弟兄姊妹。
We will share with you about the progress and the needs we have.
第二件事情，我们需要 plan ahead.
We need to plan ahead as well.
我们不是等着它从天上掉下来。
We don't just sit here and expecting something just fall down from heaven.
所以我们非常需要组成一个小的 committee. 这个 committee 的同工都非常非常的有负担，有使命感。
We need to form a committee and with those who have the strong burden for this goal.
有非常多的事情需要做。
There are many things that we need help.
例如说，我们要了解政府的法规到底是什么。
For example, we need to understand the law. What's the rules?
我们怎么去跟政府去交涉，能够拿到办这个的执照 permit?
And we need someone to deal with the government. How to get the permit? What the process is?
还有所有建校的准备，不管硬体、软体、人力、财力。
And all the material needs, whether it's our manpower or the money we need.
这些师资的准备，将来我们准备接收的对象跟条件等等。
And the teachers, we need qualified teachers as well, so forth.
所以弟兄姊妹，你祷告主，看看主给你的负担在哪一面。
Why don't you pray and see whether the Lord gives you a special calling?
我希望我们整个教会能够一起来。
I hope that we can together put this into the.
我在说，我们力量虽然小。
Yes, we are little in our strength.
但是我们却愿意为主发光。
But it's our desire to shine for Christ.
就像以前有一个宣教师在宣教的工厂服侍了十几年、二十年，没有看到果效。
There was this missionary in the mission field served for 10, 20 years. He did not see much fruit.
他越服侍越灰心。
The more he served, the more discouraged.
有点像我们今天看今天这个教育制度，我们怎么祷告，整个世界还在往下走。
A little bit like our education system today. However, we pray, seems they just keep going down and down and down.
很多时候，我们为我们的孩子祷告好像看不见什么转变。
How much we pray for our children for a long time, but we have not seen them change yet.
就在他准备放弃要回到他的 hometown 去的时候。
Just at the verge, this missionary wanted to give up to return to his hometown.
有一天他最后走在街上。
One day he was walking on the street.
他经过一个橱窗。
And walked by this glass door.
有一个很大的一个黑色的海报吸引他。
And there was this big poster.
他想为什么要这么大张黑黑的东西。
And then he is like a black poster.
他在仔细看的时候，在这个黑黑的里面有一个很小的蜡烛。
And then he saw that this big black poster, there was a little candle there.
啊，就显得很突出，在一大片黑暗的里面有一个小蜡烛发光。
That small candle stood out because all its surroundings are black.
底下一句话。
And then there's a little phrase underneath.
他说，就算把全世界所有的黑暗加起来，也不能阻止我不发光。
And then the phrase says, even though the whole world added up all its darkness, but nothing can stop me.This little candle from shining the light.
这是我们的盼望。
This is our hope.
就像出埃及记一样，当全地黑暗，黑暗到一个地步，他说那个黑暗是伸手可以摸到的，那么可怕的黑暗。
In Book of Exodus, talk about when the darkness covered Egypt, that darkness was to a point as if you can feel that darkness.
但是稀奇的事情就是，当他们向以色列家望去的时候，发现以色列家仍旧有光。
But what amazes us is that when those Egyptians, they look at where the Israelites live, they see light.
全埃及都黑暗遮盖。
The whole Egypt was covered with darkness.
但是以色列家的光却仍然存在。
But that light comes out from the Israel's family.
世界在改变。
Yes, the world.Will keep changing.
人的价值观，人心在改变。
Our value system, men's ideas, they keep changing.
连我们自己都改变。
Even we ourselves are changing.
但是神的旨意，神的话。
But the will of God and His word.
耶稣基督昨日今日直到永远不改变。
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
所以我们希望把教会、把弟兄姊妹的力量加起来。
I pray that we can all put our strength in.
我们为主开始好好做事情。
That we do this.For the Lord.
救一个是一个。
If we can save one, yes, that's one.
也希望我们这样子所产生的祝福和影响能够激励我们的同伴们，其他的弟兄姊妹也起来为自己的子女们征战。
Everyone count. I hope that as we do this together, we will encourage people around us. They will also rise up to fight for our children.
所以 pray ahead, plan ahead.
So pray ahead and plan ahead.
第三个是 CIA.Christian in action.
Okay. The third one is CIA, Christian in action.
或是大一点 Church in action.
Or a church in action.
我们就开始采取行动，好不好？
So once we do the first two, then we take action.
但是请大家第一件事情为的就是为着我们能够有这样子一个 committee 被组成。
So the immediate needs, why don't you pray that God will help us to form this committee first.
真的倾心爱主，为着神家有这个负担的人。
Those who love the Lord with a pure heart and have this burden to see God do this.
我们开始祷告，让政府不要再来为难我们。
Let's pray that the government will not give us hard time.
因为这个地方他们原来是不准办学校的。
Originally, when we applied for this place, they forbid us from having any schools.
就像当初他们本来不准我们进来是一样的。
Just like before that, they did not want us to be here even.
但是我们在这，我们已经在这了。
But we made it here. God opened the door.
对不对？神为我们开的门。
God has opened the door for us.
那我们求神再为我们开门。
We ask God to do it again.
这个门是他开的，没有人能关。
When He opens the door, no one can shut it.
我们能够为神家培养出一些真正爱主的器皿。
For God's house, we can raise up the children.
不光是自己的孩子，也是我们所生养的。
Not just the children of our own in our family, but all.Those who are in the house of God.
都是让主居首位，以得着基督为至宝的一般人。
The next generation who always put God first and they consider their peculiar the greatest treasure to have Christ.
我们给他们的价值观也都是我宁愿有耶稣的一般人。
And the value system they grow up with is I'd rather have Jesus.
不管这个世界给我什么。
However this world teaches us.
不管世界的走向潮流变成什么。
However the fashion of this world goes.
我选择站在神这一边。我永远都是 I would rather have Jesus.
I choose to stand on the side of God. Always I'd rather have Jesus.
我们唱332首。
Can we sing hymn 332?
啊，一面弹一面翻译了。It's okay. 来，我们唱332首 ，Hymns 332。When we sing the song, we sing from our heart. We would rather have Jesus. That's our testimony, not just our desire, our prayer, but our testimony. We would rather have Jesus. 我们宁愿有耶稣，不光是我们的心愿和祷告，是我们的见证。来，我们来唱。
It's still booting up, so can we take some time to boot up?
332首。Worship 正要上来，是不是？你刚刚讲什么？
这个琴需要 time to boot up。
好，需要 boot up。
Yes, Lord, we'd rather have Jesus.
这不光是我们心里面的渴慕。
Not only this is the desire of our hearts.
主啊，真的让它成为我们生活的见证。
But may it become the testimony of our lives.
让我们自己和我的家都愿意让主居首位。
That we ourselves and our family, that God will always have the preeminence.
让我和我的家都必侍奉耶和华。
As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord.
不光是我们自己的家，而是我们以色列全家都。
Not only our house, but our whole household of the house of God.
让我们整个教会把我们祷告的力量，各方面的力量都加起来。
That this whole church, we will sum up the power in prayer together.
让我们在基督的学校能够不住的长进。
In the school of Christ, we can continue to grow.
在你的爱里面，让我们和你的关系越来越亲近。
That in your love, our relationship gets closer and closer with you.
在你伟大的生命里面，我们被你越来越 transform 而来改变。
In your great life, we can be transformed more and more like you.
哦，人来到我们中间，到处都看见耶稣的见证。
And when people come into our midst, they will see the testimony of Christ.
哦、当全地黑暗的时候，人在这里发现人就有光。
When the whole world is covered with darkness, people will see light.
祝福你的教会。
Bless your own church.
兴起更多为神家守望的器皿。
And raise up more vessels for you in the house of God.
来为神家为我们的下一代扬声祷告。
That we can for the house of God, for God's family to raise our next generation.
给我们兴起那些被圣灵所感、心中有智慧的人，一起来建造神的家。
And we pray that your spirit will prompt those who you have chosen. Together, we build this house.
愿这件事情本于你，依靠你，也把一切的荣耀归给你。
We pray that this matter we just share will be from you, through you, and unto you.
Amen. 奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们请站起来唱97首诗歌97首。
Should we stand up in 97?